It's Divas That Care Radio, stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Divas That Care. My name is Candace Gish. If this is your very first time tuning into the Divas That Care, a huge welcome. We are now in our 14th year, and we're listened to in over 30 countries around the world, and we're having such a great time. You know, if you've had the opportunity to maybe even check out some of our other hosts, they have been such an inspiration to me, and that's why we've continued to be able to do this. We have all these fantastic guests that we want to share their stories and inspire so many people around the world. And it's all about giving back. I know that you're going to love them. So make sure you check them all out at divasthatcare.com. We're in, I think it's going to be about almost 1,200 shows that we've done. So we're so excited to be sharing them with all of you. So make sure you check out all of those recordings. All right. I have an amazing woman that's going to be coming onto my program today. I'm going to be welcoming her to the Divas family. Santa Molina Marshall is my amazing guest today, and I can't wait to learn about holistic psychotherapy. So, Santa, welcome to the Divas That Care.
Yay. Thank you, Candace, and thank you for welcoming me to the family.
Oh my gosh, I am beyond excited. Oh, this has been we've been trying to do this podcast now for quite a while now. Yes. And I'm so honored that we are finally able to do it, to be honest. I'm excited to know what you do and how you help people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am traditionally what you would call a clinical licensed social worker. That's one of my many certifications or education, but I consider myself a healer, and I'll tell you why, Candace, because the work that I do is so much more than just talk therapy. The work that I do, first of all, came from my own personal healing journey and discovering what worked for me. And today, I call it holistic psychotherapy because I found that talk, particularly when we're dealing with trauma, which is a population I have dedicated my life to as a trauma survivor, and trauma anything from, I don't know, lost something to was forced to give up something, right? That's kind of general. Anything from lost something to was forced to give up something would be trauma. That is the work that I do. And what I found is that in order to do that work, we really need to do so much more than talk. We need to, number one, be able to enter our body, enter the space that held the trauma, holds the trauma, held a violation, and then be able to access like what would really be helpful. Understanding that helpful in this case is what helps to calm your nervous system, what helps you to stay in the body, what memories does it have that we can retrieve and create safety and comfort as we're retrieving information.
Oh my goodness, I love that. Yeah. Can I ask you how you decided to get into this?
That, you know, will take me back many, many, many years. I decided when I was a young person that I needed to do something to help my dysfunctional family. And I thought that that would come in the way of working with children. And then I realized, no, I need to work with the parents that are rearing these children, that are supporting these children. And so that's kind of how I got into the work itself as a clinical social worker. But the development of the holistic psychotherapy model has been throughout the years, searching for what has helped this survivor of sexual abuse and trauma. What has helped? What were the things that were really significant? And I can say, Candace, that the most significant thing was having a therapist say to me, what do you need right now? What does your body want? What does your nervous system says it needs to feel safer? And whether that's praying, if you're a praying person, or, I don't know, drumming, or being with the earth, or smelling something, or holding your hands, or visualizing, like, what are the ways that help you feel safe in your body?
Well, and it makes a lot of sense. It's mind, body, and soul. And I think a lot of people don't connect all of them together. But for me, it's always been that way, too. And I really like how you've incorporated everything together.
Yes, because I found that, again, the most significant thing is for me to ask someone, so what do you need right now? Like, what would help you feel safer, more grounded, resourceful? And some people don't know, right? They just don't have an idea. They've never really tapped into that. So then we experiment. Would it be holding a hand over your chest? Is it the weight of the hand or is it the warmth of the hand? Would it be, and this is where I then get to get really fancy and incorporate some of the things that were helpful to me. What about a smell? Would it be a smelling lavender or geranium? Or is it a particular perfume that reminds you about your grandma or your grandpa? Is it a crystal? We get to then talk about what are crystals, or maybe you've always used them, but you thought people would think you were a little weird or a little woo-woo, right? So it's bringing those things in. Is it an animal? Do you think of an animal you want to be? So helping people to explore what I call resources, things that are going to help the nervous system to feel comforted and to feel more at ease, able to stay present.
Well, because we're all different, aren't we? We're all unique.
Absolutely.
Not the same. And I think in the past, we were all put into a box. And I don't think we belong in a box. I believe that we should look outside the box for everything in our lives because we were made unique. And I just think this is fantastic.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, Candace, that the same question I could have answered by saying, because I was put in a box, right? And I understood so much about what happened, when it happened, whose fault it was. Like, I did all of that in talk therapy. But why did I still feel blamed for everything? Why do I feel judged? Why do I still feel scared of intimacy, right? And that's because the stories that my body needed to tell were not being invited, right? I had a lot of intellectual and some addiction programs, they talk about analysis leading to paralysis. And I believe that. I think sometimes we can think things through and understand it all and still not make changes.
I should ask you, is there a lot of individuals out there like you, or are you kind of unique in the fact that there's only a small handful of you?
Yeah, I would say that I am definitely unique. My clients tell me, you know, you're like a unicorn. Like, I've been looking for you. Where'd you come from?
Yeah.
I think more and more we are certainly moving into this space as a mental health field of understanding that the body just holds so many experiences, and that if we're not accessing people's nervous system, we're not accessing the nervous system that got so out of control, overwhelmed, to the point where all it could do was defend itself. If we're not addressing that, then we're really doing a disservice to more and more people are following those, the body keeps score kind of ideas and theories. Yeah, but I am a little bit of a unicorn. I'll tell you why else I believe I'm a little bit of a unicorn. Being a survivor myself, being really comfortable with talking about my own journey, it's unusual for a mental health practitioner because we're also taught that we keep boundaries and that we don't share our stories. And that that would be influencing your client, building relationships that are not real with a patient or a client. I call my folks clients. I don't call them patients. I share with my clients, today it's your turn. I have my turn when I'm sitting at the other end of the table or the desk or whatever, the couch. Right. I have shared my entire story. I don't know. I know no one else sees this but you. Right. I wrote a book 2 years ago. The title of it is Running Through Darkness, Memoir of a Spiritual Warrior. I tell my story. The good, the bad, the ugly, the hopeful, the magical, the challenge of going through this experience. I'll say something that may be a little triggering, but the first time that I remembered that I was sodomized was getting a massage. I had no conceptual sense of that, no cognitive sense, no memory of that until someone touched my buttocks in a very safe, in a very comfortable, in a very protected space. But what came up was all the fear that I had been holding there, the trauma. And so that's what I found, that I needed to be able to tap into people's emotional state through their bodies. The idea that you can tell a story, just speak it, or you can tell a story. I say it's about telling the stories in a different way. I want to know exactly what happened and what you want to share about how horrific that was. But this time we're going to tell that story with lots of breaths, with lots of pauses, with lots of take a moment and put your hand on your heart or whatever comforts you, so that we go in and out of the experience. I don't ever want to hear a trauma story again where the survivor is invited to experience, re-experience what was already overwhelming.
Yes.
Right? So the story is told differently, with a lot of embodiment and support and comfort.
Yeah. So can I ask you, do you work with clients all over the world?
Yes. Well, in the States, you know, we need to be licensed in certain states in order to be able to do this work. And so I am licensed in many different states, about five. But I also believe that as a healer, I'm available to anyone, wherever they are. And I hold that in my heart and in my higher consciousness, right? It takes work to work with people in other countries. Normally, for me, it happens with folks who have moved. I had a client who went to Peace Corps. We continued to meet. For folks that I've never met before, because of this factor of licensing, I do need to meet with them, understanding that I'm not their primary therapist, right?
Yes.
That they have a support system, that I know how to access that support system for them if I need to on their behalf. So it just takes on a little bit more prep work, but certainly feel comfortable and have worked with people internationally.
I love that. Yeah. The reason I ask you that is, you know, I can think of so many individuals that I honestly think this is the path that they would have chosen if they had the availability of it. But it's not something that I hear about a lot. And that's why I was so excited when you were going to be coming onto the podcast, because I knew that you were unique. I knew that you offered something that I'd never seen before. And I think for myself, that's exactly how I would like to address issues. Like, I would like somebody to understand that it's just not one way. Like, I'm unique. I have these feelings, I have these thoughts, but I take things on differently than I know a lot of people do. And I see things differently, and I like different modalities, and I like incorporating different things into my life. And knowing that somebody could help me out in that profession, that I think that that's where I would gravitate towards you more than to a conventional individual, because I don't think they would understand what I'm going through. That's how I would feel.
Absolutely. And here's the other thing. They may understand how you're feeling, but do they understand how to help you move from there, right? And I think sometimes we team up with mental health practitioners because they feel good. And that relationship is really significant. I mean, it may be one of the most significant relationships you would have had, but if they can't help you get out of the place that you're in, then it's just another good relationship, right?
Yes.
That's comforting, that's supportive. You go in and out week to week and get kind of the support and guidance to deal with whatever crisis is showing up. But the deeper work of changing, and here's another thing, the deeper work of completing the cycles. What I believe is that unless we complete that cycle, for example, I just worked with someone right before I came on to speak to you, and they got in touch with a memory they never had before, of having been exposed by their mom having exposed themselves to them. We would have never gotten to that memory had it not been because we took our time, because we found, you know, a little cabin in the middle of the woods where they felt safe, where they had all their animals around them, where that's what it took to say, and what do you sense now? Because our bodies are meant, our nervous systems are meant to take care of us, right? And they're not going to let you get into an area that doesn't feel safe with someone that doesn't feel safe, right? So, you know, in the past, I hear therapists that have had clients for years and years, I hear this through the client who shows up and says, but I've been in therapy, but we never talked about my molestation, or we never talked about my early childhood eating disorders. We never talked about how my mom practiced santerismo or witchcraft, right? Or Wicca, what we call now, because it was too embarrassing or too shameful, or they didn't understand and it took too long to explain it, right? I can say, I know, I'm an interfaith minister and I became an interfaith minister seeking the connections, right? I just couldn't understand God being a concept that was limited to one particular faith at a time or to one particular group of people.
Yes. Right?
But that's what I hear from my clients. I don't bring it up because it takes too long to explain. They don't understand. I don't want them to think I'm hearing voices when what I'm hearing is spirits, right? That's where we go. So then that creates a sense of safety, right? To say, well, let me tell you what else I wonder about.
Mm-hmm. I am just so thankful that you've come and joined us today. I want to learn a little bit more about what you do. You do a lot of speaking. You have different services. Can you tell me a little bit about your group therapy? Is this something that you do? Like, is this an online community?
Yeah, well, right now, and since the pandemic, all of my services are online. And I have two group settings or group activities. One is the somatic experiencing psychotherapy group, a small group of anywhere from 5 to 8 women getting together every week with a commitment to join in every week to use the model of how do we find comfort, resources in our bodies, tell the stories in a group setting. The power of group, I'm sure you know this, Candace, is that I get to be both the client and the instructor, teacher, or guide at the same time. Not I, Santa, but I, the client, right? I, Santa, is there to guide, to support. I get to, Santa, the therapist, to put out a question that seems benign. And by the time we're in the discussion for 10 or 15 minutes, the group itself has created that question, or created from that question what is present for them. So you hear your story identified through someone else because you're not ready, right, to share that. You also get to share, yes, success, et cetera, et cetera. And we're using this model, right?
I think that's so important, isn't it? I've always been a big, firm believer on storytelling because you never know how it's going to affect another individual. And, you know, I think over the last 14 years, that's what the Divas That Care has really all been about, is being able to provide a platform to share the stories so that you're going to be able to help somebody else out there. So this is great. I absolutely love what you're doing. So if an individual wants to become a part of your workshops or a part of your group therapies and stuff like that, how do they go about doing that?
Well, the first thing would be to email me, or visit my, if you go to my website, there's all my contacts are on there, and that's hpbysanta.net, hpbysanta.net. And HP could be higher power, holistic psychotherapy, your higher being, self, whatever you want it to be, but it's HP. So that would be the easiest way to find me. I also wanted to quickly mention that the other platform is one, another thing that I've realized, if you're not in crisis when you're a trauma survivor, the sense is you're okay. You're no longer struggling. You may not even need support. And I learned in my work at the at Rape Crisis Center, where I was a clinical director, that healing from trauma, especially childhood trauma, has to be on a continuum. I need a time for when the first time I tell my story, but I also need space and time for when I'm struggling with my husband, my new date, or when I am overwhelmed by the idea of being a mother or being pregnant or giving birth, right? So I also have this online program called From Trauma to Triumph, which is for those who feel like, no, the trauma is no longer what they did to me. It's the residual and the learned behaviors and the fears that I have about now approaching maybe the age or whatever, right? We talk about how are you remaining triumphant? And that is that we meet twice a month, also online, live. And that's open to anyone as well.
And they can get a hold of you through your website for that also?
Yep. All of that information is right on the website. I also do a blog a written blog, and that's on there. So there's a lot of resources, literature, and how to reach me, and explanations about groups and the individual couples work that I do. It's all on there.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. You know, I
really
think
you.
That our tribe of individuals really needed to hear this. They needed to get to know who you are. It
Thank
is
you.
something that people are looking for. I've heard that a lot in the last, well, over the years, I should say. And it's nice to know that there's somebody like you out there. And I'm so thankful that you have
Thank
been a
you.
part of this. And I look forward to actually having more conversations with you. I think that there's different topics that we can go over and talk about. One of the things I do want to end the program with is, like, what's happening next in your life? Is there something that you're going to be doing in the next little while that you can share with us?
Yes, my latest dream. I have a lot of women who show up who are high C-suite executives and can manage so much in their life, business owners, and yet struggling with not being able to show up in a world that's racist, that's sexist, not feeling like they get enough of the support. And no one would ever think, oh, that can be traumatic. But if you have any history of trauma, that does trigger some of those experiences. And so I am in the process of starting another online that hopefully will end up being live, thinking tank. I call it the think soul tank, the think soul tank. Helping executives use the skills that I'm talking about with their groups, with their clients, with their customers, as they call them, helping them to develop their own sense of how do they use regulation when they are met with opposition, when they're met with prejudice, how to continue to grow their businesses without losing their soul, which is what, you know, most of them talk about. It's either I either take care of my kids well enough, or I do the business.
Yeah.
Or I take care of my mother who's has beginning Alzheimer's, or just constant compromising. Can't do everything, and certainly can't
Yes.
run, you know, or a company, right? And reach their financial goals being so conflicted all the time, and how that is creating a problem, just the conflict.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
can't
That's
wait
my
to
next thing.
That would be interested in this. So thank you so much for
Excellent.
sharing that.
Thank you for
yeah
sharing.
and one last thing I want to ask
Yes.
You do you have any tips, tools for some of our listeners today?
Yes, remember that your breath is your biggest friend, right? I know it sounds hokey, but taking a lot of deep breaths and keeping your eyes oriented. The nerve that's connected to our eyes goes directly to the back of our brain, which is that brain that gets overwhelmed. It's that brain, that monkey brain, that stem of a brain. And so if we can really keep our eyes focused, not looking through things, but look at that plant, look at its veins, look at, you know, how sturdy it is, look at whether or not it looks dry or not. So focusing your eyes and noticing your breath. And last, Candace, move your body, even if it's just to move your head, your arms, move your body. Let it be as fluid as possible, small or big movements, it doesn't matter. So those are the three really takeaways I want to offer.
Thank
Yeah.
you so much. Those were beautiful. Oh my gosh. It has been such an honor to be able to chat with you today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Candace. Thank you for your work. My gosh. I listened to some of your podcasts and I was in awe as well. So thank
Aw,
you.
thank
Yeah.
you so much. Well, we're definitely going to be doing this again. I have
Okay.
so many ideas, my friend. You and I are going to do
Excellent.
So much. So thank you again for
keep me
being my,
posted.
I will do
Yes.
that. And to
Excellent.
all of our amazing listeners, I'm going to be posting all of her awesome, awesome social media on our on ours. I think it's really important to reach out to Santa. She's got some, her website is absolutely beautiful. You guys are going to love this. And there, you never know. I know that there's a lot of us out there that this is a topic that we don't necessarily want to talk about. But I think it's important because we do have those conversations with our girlfriends. And if this is somebody that you think that they would love to connect with, I think you should pass on Santa's information to them. Like, I think you really need to check her out to be able to understand exactly what she is doing. And that's why it's really important for me to be posting all this information out there. We have these amazing guests for this reason, because we never know who can benefit from this. I think it's important to share our stories and to learn. So thank you to amazing guest, Santa. Thank you to amazing tribe out there. Please remember to do something kind. Until next time, everyone.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.